with Nathan Bowe from Lakeville, Minnesota. And first of all, good to see you.
You too, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Here you are now, year five with the Gophers, off to a 3-0 start. How much fun are you guys having? It looks like you are one. Obviously, it's fun when you win games, but two, it looks like this is a lot of people have talked about it, a together group, and a lot of fun being had right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're having a lot of fun. You know, I think we have a really close O-line group again this year. We've kind of kept that a tradition ever since I've been here. We've been one of the, you know, closer kind of position groups on the team, and, you know, it's just a great group of guys. You know, we're all friends, and no one really worries about playing time at all. We just worry about winning, and, you know, as Coach Fleck keeps saying, just, you know, keep executing the game plan better this week than we did last week, and we really have been sticking to that.
Yeah, you mentioned that in terms of just everyone kind of pulling for each other. And, you know, in the offseason, you have the Michigan transfer, Chuck Filianga, and then the Notre Dame transfer, Quinn Carroll, get added to the group. And how was that for a transition in terms of, one, you know, you all guys want to play, but two, also everyone is kind of trying to row, you know, to the same goal. How did those guys fit in? And they're obviously contributing now.
Well, they fit in like a glove right away. You know, they blended really well with the team right away. And I think we all understood that, you know, it takes everyone to win. And football, you can't be selfish at all. And it takes everyone. And you never know when your name's going to be called. And so we've had a great time. I've had a great time getting to know Quinn and Chuck. You know, both of them are great people, tremendous men. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun times just having just, you know, stereotypical O-line grill outs, just hanging out, you know, grilling whatever in someone's backyard and just having a good time. So I think a lot of that stuff helps, you know, build the chemistry you see on the field.
I know as you're one of the local guys here, you've also had the guys out to your house, whether it's for holidays or summertime as well, just to have a hangout there too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of the benefits of, you know, being a local guy, you know, living within the metro has been super great for my family. But, you know, my mom is probably one of the most, you know, strongest, you know, awesome people in the world and my biggest role model. And you know, as she kind of went through chemotherapy and cancer in 2020 and 2021, we didn't get to see a lot of people as a family, so she's really kind of, you know, open up. She just wants to see people and serve people and just have everyone over to the house. So, you know, I had, I think, five or six guys over for Easter, and probably gonna have another, you know, a group of people over for Thanksgiving, and my whole family's there. My mom makes, like, it's a whole neighborhood deal. Like, we're using other people's ovens and making 2-3 turkeys, a ham or two. So it's you know, those times you'll never get back. And, you know, we're just cherishing that. And that's how my family's always been, is it's a together thing. We're, you know, always inclusive rather than being exclusive.
So. Yeah, it's awesome to watch. And it's been fun watching you, too, as you've progressed up through from, you know, you've had a contributing factor, whether at times you've started games, you've played center, you've played guard. Some formations you come in as the extra guy, and it's almost like you're a tight end out there. And then last week you got called into duty to play most of the game at left guard when Axel got injured. Take me through the journey here and how much fun you had last week getting, you know, reps on almost every down.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun. You know, I think I had more fun just, you know, letting my teammates know that we could win. And, you know, I think anyone that has to go in, unfortunately, due to, you know, whatever happens during a game, whether that be, you know, someone getting banged up or something, you want the team to look the exact same when you go in, when your name is called, than it was like when you weren't in, or even better, you know. Yeah. So I think, you know, that's always my goal, is like never to, you know, outperform anyone, but just make the team better. Yeah. And I think that's everyone's goal, no matter what. It's team wide, you know, whatever position that's been. I think that's been our whole approach. And we've been talking about, you know, our team's goal is plan A, and, you know, it's whatever it takes.
And it's so important up front with what you guys do, whether it's run blocking, pass protection, or what have you, because it really does start the whole play and continue the whole play. And most of a successful play or not a successful play sometimes will land on the feet of you guys up front to start, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, being in the trenches, playing O and D line, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens, and ultimately you just got to keep, you know, pushing through, and you just block for the guy next to you. And it's so easy to block for guys like Tanner Morgan and Mo Ibrahim and, you know, Chris Amon-Bell, and I can go on about every skill position guy. You know, I mean, they're some of my best friends and, you know, just great people. So it's super easy to, you know, block for those guys, you know, having that motivation that they're amazing people.
It's Michigan State this week. What do you see from the Spartans? What will you guys have to be, you know, looking out for up front?
Yeah, I mean, they're a well-coached team. They got a lot of speed off the edge, and they got a lot of size in the middle. So they're going to be a, you know, a great challenge and tremendous opportunity for us as well.
You've been through the wars now of Big Ten battle, and does it, you know, you always want to say, hey, we're, you know, you're going to have that same intensity every week, but does it ratchet up a little bit now? It's a road game. It's a Big Ten opener. I mean, are you guys, you know, ready for that challenge?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we view each week as its own game, you know, championship season. And, you know, we're just all eyes on, you know, it's our first road game. So, you know, there's a lot of challenges to that, but that's also a pretty, like, overrated thing, too. You know, like, every football field, wherever you go, is the same size. So, you know, it's a big mindset thing, and it'll be a great challenge, but also an even better opportunity for our team.
All right, well, I got to ask you, too, because you mentioned your mom and how well she's doing and how she's welcomed everybody in. You have the rest of your family. Now, your sister, it sounds like, is a pretty good basketball player, your younger sister, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. At my official visit, I mean, my home visit from Coach Fleck, as my siblings were introducing themselves, Coach Fleck said right away my sister was going to be the best athlete out of all of us, and she's on pace right now. She's a sophomore, and she played a lot as a freshman last year for Lakeville North, and I'm just so proud of her. You know, I got to see her play, you know, at the barn at a, you know, state playoff game last year, and that's a lot of fun being home, being able to see your siblings play. And yeah, she's just like me. She's fired up. She's always motivated and ready to roll. So she's a great person. And me and my whole siblings have a great relationship. My brothers, too. My brother Lincoln's kicking butt down in UW lacrosse, and my other brother Gavin is doing great studying computer science. So.
Yeah, that's great. And what was your sister's name? I forgot. Refresh my memory.
Elena.
So that's who we can watch. We look in the newspaper, or if you want to follow the box score there. And really, isn't that kind of what it's all about, staying home and playing for the Gophers, is you get to go watch her play in a high school game on a Tuesday night, or your mom and dad get to drive just a few miles to watch you play football?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing, you know, more important to me for family. So leaving that, my biggest support system, to go to college just really was never in the plan for me. And some people it works out, but for me, there's more benefits to staying home. You know, first off, you have your whole support system, you know, all your friends and family. You know, as being the oldest of four, I've been able to be there for my siblings and my parents when things have gone wrong. And I've been able to just go home for a dinner, like on a random practice day. Yeah. So it's been great, and I regret nothing. You know, I love my family, and it's been great.
It's been fun watching. It's been great watching and seeing your parents at road games. And we'll see them in East Lansing, I hope, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Mike.
All right. There he is, Nathan Bowe, Lakeville, Minnesota.